Hi, welcome back to the podcast. Although this is not just any episode, you might have noticed a different cover art, certainly some different intro music, and it's much shorter than my typical episodes. That's because this is not actually a podcast episode, but a transition to a pivot point. I'm really excited to bring this to you. If you're new here, I'm Dr. Anna. And whether you've been with me since the beginning or you're just tuning in, I really appreciate the fact that you're here. And let me just get to the point. Today's an update. Like I said, it's a pivot point. It's a very exciting evolution. So I started with conversations with Anna during the pandemic. And that world feels vastly different from today. I have to tell you, I feel vastly different than I did in 2020. But my goal was really to try something new. And I felt like I had a lot of things to say and really just wanted to bring some connection and some solace and some positivity during the pandemic. And I know all these amazing people, right? I'm like a super connector, I guess. And I thought, I have so many people and I want them to tell stories that it will inspire you, as the previous episode or, you know, the previous intro talked about, like, knowing yourself. And I feel like we can discover ourselves best through conversations with others, right? But knowing yourself, loving yourself, and then figuring out how to go out and do your thing. So that was really important to me. And I thought we could share stories and lessons, a little bit of everything, which I did. And it just really started to slide into, like, a lot of solo episodes, kind of as the world opened back up and life took over. And life really took me over in 2022. I don't think I recorded one podcast episode because life sometimes has a pretty relentless pace and a lot of lessons for us. And that was my year of challenge and transformation. My family faced some personal health scares. My husband had a heart attack that brought about, like, a lot of reminders. After the year of, you know, my dad passing away, suddenly I was really reminded about, like, not only the fragility of life, but kind of where my attention needed to be. And that health and emotional well-being individually is important, but it's even more important when you need to focus on a complete lifestyle overhaul in your house. So during all of that, as would make sense, professionally, my journey took some unexpected turns. I went through a couple of different jobs and found myself kind of in a period where creating content, as much as I loved it, had to take a backseat to all of these events. But it was also during that time that I discovered my true, I wouldn't say passion, because this has always been something I've been passionate about, but I discovered my footing. I discovered my confidence in coaching and individuals and organizations and the transformation that I can make through that. So I have quit my job this year, and today on Valentine's Day, I'm going to officially start doing what I love. And I have started a coaching business. I'm a growth coach. And this is a role that I have done season after season for the last three decades, but I'm formalizing it and I'm stepping into it officially. So I'm very affirmed in my skill set and my ability to offer self-awareness, emotional intelligence, connectivity, and leadership coaching to individuals and organizations. So I'm very excited about this. But in addition to, like, these, you know, profound growth moments that I've been having, it's time for the podcast to mirror that. So Conversations with Anna is evolving into Collective Energy Conversations. And while Collective Energy is the name of my coaching business, Collective Energy Conversations isn't really, like, a new name, right? This is kind of what embodies our shared journey towards growth, learning, and connectivity as we do it together and kind of really get empowered and get energy from. Each episode will include a guest, obviously, but we're going to also, at the end of each episode, give you a collective challenge, is what I'm calling it. And this is where I invite you to engage in some meaningful ways with the overall theme of each person's episode. And I really hope you'll take the challenge. I hope that you will get on the website and send me a note, share how it's going, ask questions, just give me feedback on that, because this is how we spark growth and connection and how we can do better for each other and make change in our lives. So in the alignment, these episodes with guests will drop on Tuesdays. And then every Wednesday, I'm going to record my newsletter, email newsletter, in an audio version. And that will be probably 5 to 7 minutes. That will keep you informed and inspired, and maybe even an email out of your inbox if that works best for you. Additionally, every Friday, I'm going to drop another short episode that chronicles the encounter of the energy coin movement. The energy coin movement is another thing I launched on Valentine's Day, and it's really something near and dear to my heart to recognize contagious energy and connectivity, which are the things I'm known for, I think, and the things that I think will be transformative for all of us if we just lean in on. So this is a segment every Friday that's going to explore the movement of the energy coin and the impact that it's making, and it aims to be inspiring and encouraging to all of us, like to do things that recognize contagious energy, whether you get one of these coins in your possession or not. So I will explain more about that at the beginning of the episode on Friday about the energy coin. But for today, let's keep our hearts and minds open. We're going to step into this new chapter of Collective Energy Conversations. Together, we're going to explore the depths of growth, the strength of connection, learning from each other, just something as simple as somebody's experiences and their why, and really just the power of our collective energy. So I do have a new website. It's www.collectiveenergycoach.com. I have a Facebook and a LinkedIn page with that same name. I also have an Instagram, but remember, I'm a Gen Xer. Sometimes I forget that I have an Instagram account. I'm going to do my best with that. And then true to form, I'm kicking this off with another challenge for myself, and that is to lean into TikTok. I have been benefiting from all of the amazing creators on TikTok. I attribute the lifestyle change that we made in our house, really a shift to health and, you know, physical and mental well-being as well, to some of the great content on TikTok. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to see how we do. I'll be really transparent with you that I don't know that I have the skill set to be one of the best TikTok creators, but I'm going to do my best. So you can find links to all of those accounts in the show notes, but mainly just thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, your willingness to grow and explore with me, your patience. And when I did pop back up recently with some interviews for Dr. Sylvester's classes, I heard from several people about how great it was to just like wake up one morning and see that I had new episodes. And that meant the absolute world to me. You'll never know. So here we go. Starting next for this new journey is the new episode of the revamped podcast. So here is to new beginnings, to meaningful conversations, and a collective challenge that I hope brings us all closer. We need that. Stay tuned, and thank you for being part of this evolving story.